Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Delighted you're here. This is Molly McCord, and this is our first live show in a few weeks. Thank you for listening. It's a beautiful October day. It's October 24th, and it's also another beautiful, precious day on Earth. Do you ever think that when you wake up? I do some days, and I think, wow, the earth is amazing. I have this incredible wetland that's right out my master bedroom window. And I look at that for a few minutes in the morning and just appreciate the colors, the textures, everything that is right there that exists naturally. It just fills me with that gratitude that I like to connect with. It's almost like a morning visual meditation. So we are moving through fall here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's a wonderful time to look at what is changing in our lives. That's certainly a big theme, a major theme right now. And we're feeling that energy grow and expand and show up in so many areas of life. I'm noticing it with clients in my own life and just energetically around the globe. So it's definitely a dynamic time. For today's show, we have a really great topic. Honoring your soul's authority. The description I wrote on the Blog Talk Radio show is about how many people are sharing their talents, wisdom, and expertise right now. There are so many healers and spiritual messengers of all different genres and types. It's exciting to see more people step forward onto their path to embrace this line of quote-unquote work and to really follow their true calling. But at the same time, we have to return to our inner power for answers that connect with us right now. So we're going to talk a little bit about this discernment and how it's important to trust your messages, to trust your soul's authority, because that authority is always present. It's always there for you. And we're going to do some work around making sure that it is alive in you and that you're hearing it and accepting it more readily. And we're also going to take a look at how you can upgrade in some areas of your life. This is going to be a part of the show that's channeled. And actually, I got to tell you that today's show is a little different. I don't have any astrology information prepared because I got the impression from my guides that I needed to clear the space, clear the decks, and just share some messages with you. So today's show is a little different, and I'm excited about that. I think that's part of the changes that we're going through right now, is that being able to ebb and flow with the energy is what's best right now. So we're going to see how this goes. And apologies, but I am feeling, before the show, I have been so hungry, and I feel a ton of energy moving through me right now. So if I have to take a momentary pause, please know that I'm just continually grounding myself with this energy that's coming through and with everything that's shifting. So let's take a look at the first topic because I'm excited about this one. This topic really resonated with me right now. The idea that there are so many people sharing information and it all has some validity to someone. You know, if people are sharing information and developing a following and connecting with others and they're being heard because there's a need for that information. And we can see it in multiple different channels. It can be in Facebook, in magazines, on Twitter, websites, recommendations from friends, recommendations from other professionals. And all the information that's going around right now, it each has its own distinct blueprint, its own energetic signature. It contains information that is said and information that is not said. So we're bombarded practically with a lot of stimuli. And it's within all of this that we have to discern what we need to take and what we need to leave behind. I have noticed that many messages that are coming through for some people, for me, felt like messages that I heard maybe a few years ago. And so what I've learned is that these messages that are coming through and that are being recognized and connecting with people, it's because there's so many people awakening right now. And they're looking for information, and they're sort of just getting started. You know, like they're just figuring out what they are interested in or what communication styles they want to receive, who they want to work with. You know, there's a lot of people who are opening up to this information. That's why there is so much information right now, because different people are connecting with different groups and subgroups and such. It's really important to be aware of what information you are taking in and digesting, because it affects your vibration. It affects your own work and how you bring your energy out into the world. And it affects your connection to your power. Because when we are reading certain messages or feeling other people's information, we are absorbing that on some level. And it's important to know, to feel it, I feel it in my solar plexus, to feel if it's connecting with your power source or not, and to allow the disconnection as necessary. Now, this is interesting because I didn't think, okay, they're telling me to slow down. What I'm feeling very strongly right now is that the information you need, you will know. And it might not be what other people in your life or in your spiritual groups or in your community connect with all the time. This is where each of our divine fingerprints shows up, is that you connect with certain things that enforce and support your divine blueprint. And perhaps a good friend does not resonate with that information. This is where our journey is expanding. This is how it's expanding, is that we are moving into these new areas of embracing our soul's authority while honoring other souls' authority. And we are doing this in a way that's filled with love, detachment, understanding, and gratitude. And you can tell when you feel that way and when you don't. It's typically pretty instant. And so I was asking my team about this message and why this topic was important. And it has to do with purity and clarity and clean energy, being clean in your energy. As souls, we are moving beyond the ways that we've connected with people before. Before, and by before, I mean in past lives and in other incarnations, and of course, we know that there are no past lives because in the current time paradigm, everything is happening at once. But for ease of communication, we say past lives or other lives. In past lives, many of us had the divine blueprint to be with the messengers, to heal, to share information, to teach, to get people to understand, you know, to share and remember who they are and what this is about, and to continually give people empowering information. Oftentimes that was the intention, was that as healers, as teachers, as spiritual guides, we wanted to help people on their path. And our connections were around speaking and verbal conversations, written conversations, written communications. It was all about these human person-to-person interactions. Now we are expanding beyond those boundaries of person-to-person interactions, and we're moving into what I'm seeing as the cosmic consciousness of galactic communication, where we are instantly and telepathically communicating with each other. And this is, for some of us, we've been doing this all our lives and maybe didn't know it. And for other people, they're just coming on board to this frequency and they're just getting upgraded to that place. And it's why we need to maintain clarity in our energy field, to focus on the purity of what we need, and to honor your soul's needs right now in a way that could be perceived as separation, okay? Because we're moving away from the need for others to affirm us or to listen to us or to acknowledge us. We're moving away from those patterns and those programs that have held us back energetically. We're expanding beyond them now, because we know that as we are expanding into new ways of connection, we don't have to force or make something happen or impose our beliefs on someone else or feel responsible for their learning or have the need to teach and share that is about our own satisfaction. You see, we're moving to a place where we honor each other's authority and each other's needs as we need them, in the ways that we need them, without these attachments to what the other person is doing. And this is where I see, so the visual that my team is giving me right now is that it's literally looking at the human body. Like, so look at the outline of your physical frame. And, you know, maybe you're standing so that you can see, you know, two legs, two arms, and your head. Like, it's literally just like the outline, like a gingerbread cookie. And I'm seeing that this physical frame is expanding and expanding. So imagine your head, your fingers, your legs, every part of you is expanding out way beyond anything physical into pure light. And it's as if you're expanding into what we call a space and becoming these incredible little sparkles and stars and just pure light energy. That is what the human is moving into on that super cosmic conscious level. We're expanding beyond what we can see and touch and hear in our physical world. We're moving into that higher, higher state of super cosmic consciousness. And in that place where I believe you naturally reside, and I believe I naturally reside, we have access to so much energy. And we are connected and intermingled, and we have these common vibrations. And we all are aware of ourselves as connected and united. I'm sure you've heard these messages many, many times. And we also have what we would describe as a horizontal line of command, which is where everyone, every energetic force is equal and has its own authority, presence, wisdom, knowledge. It's where everything can mix and mingle together because it is not separate in frequencies. It's all the same high frequency of the cosmic consciousness. This is where your soul's authority resides. This is where you are in your natural state. And we are at a point right now in the human evolution where we are connected to that understanding, that there's a part of you that recognizes that and knows that, and maybe some of you know that very, very well, and some of you are just being introduced to it. But we're taking that energetic frequency and working with it here on Earth for the first time ever. And so this is new. This is new. This experience is new. That there's some souls who have done this many, many times in other locations and places. For others, it's brand new here on Earth. It's this new experience of working with these divine cosmic energies in tangible, physical ways. And this is why your soul's authority is valued right now, and why you are valued right now, is because your participation in this energetic connection is creating a new experience for your soul and for the globe. It's individual and it's global. And so what we want to focus on is understanding that when you own and embrace your authority, and when you do it with a connection to the highest good for all, with discernment, with trust in yourself, you are beautifully and perfectly making that cosmic connection that is needed at this time, because it's infusing your energetic space with love, the highest possible vibrations of love and light. Now, I wanted to make sure and talk about the concept of authority, because part of the experience of the human game has been looking at authority in a way where it's like we look up to authority, right? We look up to, say, a father figure, a police officer, the head of a company. It's this idea that we're looking up at something, and we are looking up literally like it's on a pedestal. It has more power. It has more abilities than we do. It's something to aspire to. And what I find is that we forget that this takes us away from our innate authority, and that we have played that role of looking at others for authority for a very long time. It's created various structures in our societies, in our cultures. It's created the vertical hierarchy of power. It's created any corporations and the institutions and so much of our societal foundation is built on authority. But in order for something to have authority, it needs something below it, right? That's how we've defined it. We've defined it as, okay, you have those who are in power and those who are submissive on some level. It's not to say this is bad. It's not to say this doesn't serve a purpose. It's not to say that it's wrong. It all plays a part in expanding our consciousness. And so when we look at authority as we come to know it, maybe there's a part of you that questions it at times. If you are a light worker, indigo, starseed, if you have very strong cosmic energy, authority has probably been a big issue throughout your life. It's probably been a theme, because these energetic signatures are here to help us redefine authority. And these are the ones who start the Occupy movement. These are the people who are, quote-unquote, the whistleblowers. They are the ones who write the tell-all stories. These are the energies that are looking at what authority is about. And the bigger galactic purpose is that we can look at each other and look at how we've come to collectively define authority and put it into new terms that benefits the global good and benefits humanity's growth. So take, for example, how if we have authority in each country. We know them as a president or as a prime minister or as someone who's in an elective official role. What I have been feeling strongly for a few years is how that structure is all going to be changing and that we are moving towards a different understandings of authority and different global needs. Just on an educational level, my master's degree is in international relations and diplomacy. And so I studied a lot of these different relationships and different countries' histories and how it's all come together. And for me, what I took from that is that it was a basis understanding about unity consciousness and how unity consciousness is expanding right now to have more definitions of authority that include people. They don't exclude people. They include people. And this is where I have felt some of these government and NGO, non-governmental agencies or organizations growing to, is that they're moving towards this idea that maybe we don't need authorities in every country. Maybe there's something else, a new system, a new structure that works for all that could be put in place. So that's just something on my radar that I didn't think I'd be sharing, but I am, that it seems that we are ready to expand beyond what we've known and what we have experienced to this point on Earth. We're ready to move way beyond it. And our governments and where we've given our authority will demonstrate where that change is needed, meaning it'll demonstrate the weaknesses and what is ready to be changed. And so where this comes back to, I want to connect this back to your soul's authority, is that it starts with you. It starts with us claiming our full essence and our full light with the highest intentions, with the understanding that the goal of this experience is to be your full self in whatever ways that means for you. That we are supported on a soul level like never before. Again, this is a new experience for many of our souls here on Earth. We haven't had this before. It hasn't come to this point before. And this is exactly where we wanted it to come to. So you claiming your soul's authority, you trusting it, and knowing that this is what you wanted and you signed up for it and you raised your hand and said, yes, I'm going to do that, is all part of your energetic blueprint. Because you wanted to be part of this new wave of consciousness, this new wave of cosmic consciousness infusing the globe. And that gets me very excited. I don't know how that makes you feel, but I get jazzed up about that because what an incredible time to be our full essence and to know that we are so supported and that we can do it. And we probably each have our own programs and belief systems and truths that we're clearing away and we're working with. And I actually like to think of it as maybe it's not clearing it away, but you're just changing that definition of it. And you're moving into a new understanding of who you are. And that who you are is galactic and cosmic in nature. And that is your purpose here. That's why you are here. And so even if you are an engineer by day or a nurse by day, or you're involved in a beautiful healing practice by day. It's all about being your cosmic self and your soul's authority in fuller ways by day and by night. And so this brings us back to how there are many people sharing a lot of information right now, and how you will know what is right for you. And so that's why I would recommend, depending on how you make decisions, feel something out before you make an opinion or maybe a judgment or decide yes or no if this is something you want. You know, do a little more research right now to get to the heart of a message or to gather more information about somebody. Sort of, you know, just put yourself on pause and say, oh, I really enjoy what this person said here, but I'd like to learn a little bit more about what they're saying over here. So this is a time to gather more information and to trust yourself with the intuitive hits, that gut reaction, and the questions that come up as you're getting information. Because what's happening is that there are many people who have been doing this work for a long time, and they sense the change of vibration. They sense the change in their work and in the healing spiritual communities. And I'm seeing more egos flare up. I'm seeing more fear of losing a following. I'm seeing and feeling messages with lower vibrations that are very reactionary. And I'm feeling and sensing that some healers are not expanding their own authority within themselves, meaning they're trying to be more authoritative over others instead of going within to do that work and going within to work on why they're being triggered or what's coming up or what messages the ego has for them. So this is why we need to trust ourselves and trust what feels right for us. This is a continual message. I know I've said this in other radio shows, and I will keep saying it over and over again, is the discernment of what is right for you is ongoing. The trust and the trust and the trust, and I know this is a big theme right now, the trust, the trust, the trust of moving through this phase and moving through changes is huge. And it all comes back to knowing at the same time that you came here with huge, beautiful energy. And you came here with everything you need. And it's about connecting to that within you first, without relying on other messages, without relying on other people giving you 100% of what you need. I have been studying spiritual things for a long time, or I don't know if studying is the word, maybe following or gaining curiosity. And I have read a lot, met with different readers, done all kinds of things, and I can tell you that in my experience, there are maybe 4 spiritual intuitive healers that I would return to. 4 out of maybe 20. Each person that I've met with offered me something. You know, it's like they gave me some gifts at that time, something that I needed and was valuable and was a blessing. So I have gratitude for that. But there have only been 4 throughout my life that I would put on that top list of people that I recommend and would go back to. One of them is no longer someone I work with, and 3 of them are. And that's been really fascinating to me. It's sort of like you really have to allow yourself discernment over what is right for your energy and who you trust. And it's okay if that is a small group. It's okay if it's only one person. It's okay if it's no one, if it's only yourself. It's whatever it needs to be for you. And remembering that coming, you came here with everything you need. You came here with your soul's authority. You came here for so many divine reasons that could be overlapped. But what I feel and what I'm seeing for so many of us is that we are here to be the cosmic energy on Earth in a new way, to be joy, to be peaceful, to love our lives, to be content, and to connect with people. It's part of the human experience, it's the connection and gatherings and communication and relatings. And so look at how you can upgrade that in your life based on what you need, based on who you really are. I have a lot of deck of cards, these oracle cards that I really enjoy. And I drew one today for the show. I thought, well, this would be fun. I will share a theme and what comes up. And, of course, how divinely perfect is it that I drew truth. Truth. Here's what it says. Often people in your surroundings have different opinions to yours. When it only concerns one person, you can often discuss this. When there are more people who disagree, it becomes another story. You begin to question whether what you believe is correct or if you are too opinionated to accept something from someone else. In such a situation, it is important to remember that everyone thinks within their own boundaries. There's not just one truth. We all see the world with a different perception. Just follow your own truth and trust that your feelings agree with what you believe and that you do not have to diversify. The frequency of truth helps you to believe in your own truth even more. Lovely and divine and perfect for this message. I am feeling a lot of energy move through me right now and being guided to tell you a story, something that just happened to me in my everyday life that is an example of honoring your soul's authority. I was at a sandwich shop a few days ago. There was a gentleman in front of me who was having his sandwich made, and mine was being completed as well, and we were up at the cash register together. He was in front of me, and he was paying with his debit card, which is such a popular thing here in the U.S. I know it's not as popular in Europe and in other countries. It's like we don't carry cash anymore. We just carry our debit cards, and the money comes right out of the bank account. And so he was paying, and his card was declined. And he was a little frazzled and caught off guard and embarrassed. And he got on the phone right away to call his bank. And I went ahead and I paid for my sandwich. And I just had this intuitive hit, this right away, this gut feeling of, well, I should just pay for a sandwich. And that was my feeling. And then my mind kicked in and said, Molly, why would you do that? You don't have to do that. That's nice of you to think that, but you don't have to do that. And I just went back to the intuitive voice, that trusting place, and said, yes, I will. And so I said to the cashier, I will take care of his sandwich. And they were a little bit surprised because I don't know that gentleman. And it's like, okay. And so he hung up the phone with the bank. And when he hung up, they said, oh, she just paid for your sandwich. And he looked at me in a state of complete shock and surprise. And I was just like, oh, no problem. No worries. It's fine. Not a big deal. And he said, thank you. But he didn't know what to do. He was so caught off guard. And so he grabbed his sandwich and he left. And I thought, well, that's great. I mean, I'm glad I could make his day. But it wasn't about that, though. It wasn't about just that. And so as I was eating my lunch, I was tuning in to my team and asking, well, what was that about? And they said, one, it was an opportunity for you to trust yourself. Two, it was an opportunity to not need a reason, because reason is our mental ego mind. And then three, they showed me this amazing visual from 16th century France, where it was the exact same situation with this gentleman and myself and the cashier all together in a different incarnation, 16th century France, at a market. And this gentleman was buying bread for his family. And he was paying for it, and I was behind him, and I was a female in at that time, too. And he said he bought all the bread, his family hadn't eaten in a week, and he needed to pay, or he wanted to buy the bread, but he didn't have enough money for all of it. And I just had extra money. And the man who made the bread, who was the cashier, said, "No, I will not sell you all this bread. You do not have the money. You cannot have this bread." He's very stern. And I had the opportunity to pay for that bread, and I did not, because I was too afraid of what my mind was telling me at that time. And so I did not make that choice. And it turns out that man went home and his family didn't eat for a long time. Now, am I energetically responsible for his financial energy, for his food and meals? No. But that's not the point. The point is about trusting ourselves to know what to do in those instances, in those moments in our life. We have the opportunity to raise the vibration or to raise the energy, is to trust our soul's knowingness and that inner authority that we always have without referring back upstairs to the mind, you know, going with that gut feeling. And that's such a cliche, but that is the honest truth. That is where we need to energetically source from. So back to present day, I understood why this happened, because as we expand in consciousness, we know that nothing is random. Now, there's a reason that I was in line behind this gentleman who could not pay for his lunch at that exact moment in the day. You know, this all transpires so divinely. And so even though I bought his sandwich, it wasn't about me doing something for him. It's that he helped me do something. His soul's gift to me was giving me the opportunity to trust and to tap in to that inner knowingness. So isn't that fascinating how things are set up, is that we can interpret it at an ego level of, oh, yeah, I bought someone's lunch, blah, blah, blah. But that isn't the full story. We take it to a higher place and we say, oh, he did something for me. He gifted me with that situation again so that on one level I could balance the karmic energy and complete it, but on another level I could trust this quick, intuitive hit that this is the right thing to do. And this is not new information. I know that for those listening, there are so many of you who get what I'm saying and who have these own experiences in your life. And this is the time to embrace this part of yourself even more. And to work on owning your authority in any situation that you're in. In every situation that you're in. Where and how is your soul's voice coming through? And you'll know it's coming through because it's a win-win for all. Everyone involved prospers. It's something where you don't do it from that ego place. You do it from that heart-based level. And there's that feel-good quality that isn't an ego feel-good quality. It's just that knowingness. This was the right thing to do. Now, trusting our soul's authority and honoring it could feel brand new at times, could feel a little wobbly, like you need to steady yourself and ground it. So allow it to grow and allow yourself the time you need to develop it. And it all comes back to the trust and the discernment. One way to do this is to go online and look at different websites of different healers and speakers and authors and see who you connect to and why. Look at their information in a few different places, pick up a few different books, read a few different things, listen to their voice, gather information, bring it back to you, and decide what you need, not what mainstream consciousness needs. What do you need? I will confess to you that there are many very popular authors. I've never read their books. Never read them. I don't know what it is. It's something about when something is in the mass consciousness, I almost want to keep it away from me, and I don't want it when it's really popular. And I realize that's because I want to figure it out on my own. And I want to do it my own way and get my own answers. So there'll be times when I will say something and someone will say, oh, did you get that from blah, blah, blah? And they'll say a famous author. I'll say, no, I haven't ever read his stuff, but he's lovely. And, you know, he has so much popularity, and that's great. And for me, it's great satisfaction that, okay, I arrived at the same understanding as somebody else. Okay, that's great to know. But I come back to my own place of knowingness. Because I don't want my core, think of it this way, I don't want my core energy to be contingent upon anyone else or anything outside of me. That's what we're returning to in fuller ways. We're returning to this understanding of how we have everything we need, and that what you own and possess in your life represents you so beautifully. It's authentic. It's who you are. It's your light and your divine blueprint that can never be replicated or duplicated. And you wouldn't want that anyways. But we have to own it and embrace it. Now, I think one of the reasons why I was guided to talk about this is that we just have had in the past few weeks Saturn move into Scorpio. I'm going to make some astrology connections here. I did a show about Saturn in Scorpio, I started a show a few weeks ago, the first week in October. And I talked for a good half hour about the Saturn in Scorpio energy, and so I want to relate it to this topic because Saturn is associated with authority figures. And Scorpio, one of its themes is power. And so the energetic shift now from Saturn in Libra into Scorpio is looking at power. How do you give your power away? How do you maintain your power? How are others in authority using their power? Is that for the good of all? Is that really beneficial? Where are resources being invested? Where are people putting their power into their resources? And by resources, I mean money and financial and investments and taxes and, you know, these bigger picture things where we all have some overlaps, meaning if you're here in the U.S., you contribute money every year to the IRS. I'm wondering about the IRS. I'm wondering about them. And I'm wondering about other financial institutions and how they're using their power and their money. You know, all of these types of themes are coming up for review. It's time. It's been 30 years. The last time Saturn was in Scorpio was 1983 to 1985. So it's time now to look at how we've built up structures, we've put things in place, and are they still serving us? So I want to highlight that wherever Saturn in Scorpio is for you is where you will feel the effects, either in your external world or internal world, around this energy the most. I don't have time to get into it right now, but I want to make it clear that we all have this energy within us. We all have every astrological sign within us. And when Saturn comes through, it solidifies things. It makes us focused. It makes us disciplined. It says, okay, are you ready to really make something real? Saturn is, for me, I associate it with a manifestation of something in physical form, because Saturn wants touchy, feely, texture, form. It doesn't want things that are floating around in the galaxy far, far away. It wants to be able to touch something right here on Earth. And so as it moves through Scorpio, it's going to show us what forms and what structures are either ready to take shape into a new manifested form, or what is ready to fall apart. And I keep seeing things dismantling, because the energetic frequency of the planet has changed so much that there's things that are going to be, we'll say, completed. They're going to be completed because they no longer match the frequency of the planet overall. They served a purpose, and it's time for them to change. And so that is part of this deeper transformation. We're digging things up and we're transforming it to be in the best, to be the best match for the energy on the planet at this time. So we may come up with or come across issues of authority figures in your life. And I would recommend looking at this as a divine blessing and an opportunity to tap into your own authority in new ways. Now, I'm human, and I know that it's not going to always feel that way, that it might feel different. It might trigger in you other things. It could trigger some other deeper issues that are ready to be cleared. The feelings could come up that are ready to be looked at in a new way. It's all about transforming. So that's one of these main themes right now, and we are, again, so supported with this. You are so supported in transforming right now into a higher version of yourself and to own your authority in new ways and in deeper ways. And as I mentioned before, this is new. This could be a very new soul experience. You might feel resistance around it. You might feel uncomfortable. It might feel that your authority doesn't matter. You know, you could have those feelings of being tested and feeling vulnerable and not being able to grasp it. But please know that that's how, on a soul level, it was set up, so that you could experience essentially what it means to go from 0 to 1,000 with this energy. I'm feeling that this message is complete for right now, and I'm feeling that we have covered a lot of information. So I don't want to force anything, and I'm going to end it here at the 50-minute mark. And trust that. Trust that very much. So thank you so much for listening and for being here this week. I will be back next week with an all-astrology show. I'm excited about this one. It's all about conscious astrology. And I'm going to go through each astrological sign and talk about its conscious energy. I'm also going to share with you in an upcoming show my perspective on Mercury retrograde, which I have a very different opinion on. It actually, I hope it connects with you, but here's a clue. Mercury retrograde is one of the biggest illusions that we've all played into. It's an illusion, and we've all played into it. Every time we play into it. So I'm going to offer you some more fresh information on how to look at Mercury retrograde so that you feel empowered by it. And you don't think that everything's going to go chaos and that your communications are going to be awful and all that. We're not even going to go there. I'm going to share with you some higher understandings of what it's about. So thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.